friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Listening to the best of the Browns.
Ball game over! Browns win! Browns win!
A weekly mix of 92.3 The Fan's best NFL talk to get you ready for game day.
So you have to cut them and you have to get them out of here is what you have to do. And that's the most responsible thing I'm going to say about that situation.
Not giving them one more game to redeem himself?
No, absolutely not. Not a chance. Not a chance.
Why not?
No. Goodbye.
Why wouldn't you give them one more?
Honestly, I'd rather do it the old school high school way. If you got to go for two, just go for two. I don't care.
Oh, so you don't even need a kicker then.
Well, I'm just saying, I'm sure there's other kickers you can find, so I'm not worried about them finding a kicker between now and next week, but no more. We're investing in the future. There's no investment. It's a zero-sum game, sir. You either make the kick or you don't make the kick. You couldn't make the kick, bye.
So are you on a game-by-game basis, so whoever they bring in next
that's
week,
fine with
if
me.
They miss,
yep, that's
what's,
fine.
What's the threshold?
That's fine. Missing kicks, that's the threshold. You either make or miss the kick.
How
that's
many?
The, that's
One,
the threshold.
Two, three?
As many as it takes. And we are in a week-by-week thing. If you make the kicks, then you get to stay another week. If you don't, I'll just find somebody else. I'm dead serious. Is that a problem? Do you have a problem with that? I'm trying to be responsible.
I don't think it's a problem. I just don't know that your angle will get them to the finish line of what they're looking for.
Oh, there's
any
a finish
better.
Line.
Yeah, I don't.
What are they looking for? I want to know.
I don't think. Well, they're looking for
a guy who can make kicks,
a permanent kicker.
So
yes,
this guy can't make the kick, so move on to the next guy.
Okay, well, it's just one game he didn't make the kicks.
I don't care. And I don't know him from Adam. They didn't draft the guy. They didn't sign him like they did Dustin Hopkins. Like, when you drafted a guy, like, all right, we're going to deal with this. And when they signed Dustin Hopkins, and then he immediately started missing kicks, all right, I guess we're going to deal with this. I didn't sign this guy to a big deal. They didn't draft this guy. Be gone. Goodbye.
Yeah,
I'm trying to be responsible and as nice as I can about it. I know he didn't do it on purpose.
Basically, what you're saying now is what the internet said yesterday. I just don't know that helps the situation.
Doesn't hurt the situation. Doesn't hurt it. He missed the kicks.
I don't know. I've only seen him one game. Do we do that? Where else do we do that in sports?
And that's one game that's enough to see him.
Yeah, where else do we do that in sports where we just judge a guy by one game? That doesn't seem responsible. No. Actually, now that I think about it and say it out loud, it doesn't seem responsible.
No, you either make the kicks or you don't make the kicks.
In one game, he did not make the kicks.
It's the only game
they've
played.
Are you assuming he's never going to make kicks again? He's going to miss all the kicks next week?
So you want to keep him?
I just don't know. I don't know anything about him. I'm not going to lie and act like, other than he went to Syracuse, he was a Lou Groza winner, so he was really good.
Congratulations on all
his
success.
College. And then whatever competition they had, which I kind of called out a few weeks ago, and everybody laughed. They're like, oh, what are you talking about, Lima? You're just looking for a reason to be negative. I'm like, I don't know, hiding the cameras and hiding the kickers from the fans.
So you want to have like should we have like a Tuesday special?
I just think of all the ways to do a kicking competition, they chose the one that would be the least accurate in simulating what actual Sundays is like. I'm not even saying you're necessarily going to be able to bring in, 70,000 people for a kicking competition. I don't know that you have that many people that care about
it. No.
Although after that, maybe you would. Maybe this week, if Kevin Stefanski said, listen, we had our competition, we thought he was ready, but that wasn't anything like a real football game.
There you go.
Browns fans, will you come out and watch a kicking competition as we pull people off the street and off the waiver wire? Will you guys come and support the Browns and help determine who the next kicker is? by making lots of noise to make it seem like a real football game.
I bet they will.
How many would they get?
I bet you would get some people.
Tickets would be free, of course.
I bet you would get around...
actually, they should pay us.
I bet you'd get $6,000, $7,000.
The team that's worth $5 billion and is just building this fancy dome, they should pay us to come out and help their football team.
I bet you get $6,000, $7,000, somewhere in there. I bet you'd get a few thousand people, at least. You wouldn't get 60, but you'd get some people in there. And the thing is that everything they say is louder because it doesn't get lost in the sea of the echo of the crowd. But I figured you would be difficult like this. But
I don't even know if I'm being difficult.
Oh, I think you're being difficult.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think you're being difficult.
I've said before, I don't know how. What is the science in picking kickers?
They either hit the kicks or they don't pick the. They don't hit the kicks. It's that simple.
But what would be this? What's the science in determining who's best at that?
Anthony,
what's the Ken Carmen formula?
I wish I could tell you.
Because I don't think the formula is...
I don't know it.
If they bring in a new guy next week and he misses kicks, get rid of him too. I don't think
If they bring in a new guy next week, I want to be on the record for everybody. If they bring in a new guy next week and he misses kicks, get rid of him too. And then if the next guy goes up against Green Bay and he misses
Does
kicks...
Does this sound like a sound formula for a football team?
I don't care. That's
I know
the point
you
of it.
Don't, but you're not
I
on
had,
the hook. You're not...
I
and you don't
everybody...
Fight,
no.
And Ken Carmen doesn't fire anybody, so it doesn't matter in Ken's world... Nobody actually faces any kind of accountability on
apparently
this.
He does here because I'm sorry, this is the business you've chosen. And if we keep getting the same results out of these kickers, well, then real pieces are going to be gone. So I can't do it.
Now, here's one thing I did not understand.
What?
Stefanski, after the game, was asked, what did you say to the kicker?
Is it Stefanski or Stinkfanski, like the guy emailed me?
That's a good one.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
That's
I want to know.
That's a new twist on the name.
Stinkfanski is what I got emailed.
He said after the game, well, he was asked, did you talk to the kicker? And at any point, he's like, no.
No.
We really just don't treat these guys like football players. Now, I do see coaches who do... go up to their special teams guys. Heck, Urban Meyer punted one of them at one point. So there was an interaction there.
Allegedly.
So why would you not, after the missed extra point, go up to your kicker and give him a vote of confidence or something? Like, why wouldn't you do that? Why do we treat these guys like they have leprosy? We don't want to get anywhere near them. As if they're pitching a no-hitter. I'm not going to say anything to him. He missed an extra point. I can't mess with that. Why wouldn't you go up as a head coach and go talk to your kicker? And like Shador Sanders talked to him. That was the only time we saw Shador Sanders the entire game on television. Remember, Kevin Kugler's like, I don't know if we're really even really going to show him. And I'm like, well, if it's a blowout, they're going to show him. Well, it was not a blowout.
Got another email about him,
the
too.
The only time. What, over the glasses? Yeah, I got some texts about that, too. People really don't like that, apparently. Okay. But it was sunny. It was a very sunny day. Why would you want to risk any of that in your retinas?
You're not allowed to wear glasses? Sunglasses.
The last time we did it, they were hater shades, and they blocked out all the
hate. And
then
we finished 0-60.
Yes.
Get him some blue blockers. So why was it that that Shador Sanders can go up and try to give him a nice pep talk, but the coach can't? Does Kevin Stefanski not pay attention to special teams? Does he not care? Does he think he messes with the mojo? Does he think it's not my job, that's Bubba Ventrone's job? Why is a head coach, would you not go over to your kicker who just is... I was going to say something bad. He kind of leaked out under his legs after the missed extra point. You could tell, like, the body language wasn't great. Why wouldn't you go up to him?
What?
Are you not allowed to talk to the kicker?
No, it's that I can't believe I didn't think about this. I think that what are you supposed to? What do you want him to say? That we're still with you?
No, yeah.
You'll get the next one?
Yeah, even if you're lying. You can lie.
Oh, okay.
What does it matter? Maybe,
would that add any extra pressure?
You might be right. They might just cut him.
Well, if you didn't talk to him before, maybe they don't have much of a relationship other than, hey, either hit the kick or don't hit the kick.
What a weird...
So if you didn't talk to him before, well, I'm asking. I'm wondering now.
The whole thing is weird on how these teams treat their kickers.
If you didn't talk to the guy before, then all of a sudden you're going up to the guy going, hey, I'm behind you. It's almost like the Bud Kilmer. Listen to the signals. And don't worry, son, I'm behind. Just like, you don't believe any of that. And you don't believe that with Bud Kilmer, and you wouldn't believe that if Kevin Stefanski walked up to the kicker and said something like that. So it's either, hey,
I think
your job. You're getting paid to do this. Either go make the kicks or don't make the kicks.
Was that his first NFL game as a kicker?
Yes.
Okay, so I do think maybe it would help his confidence to hear that, because don't we give pep talk?
Just hit the kick, for crying out loud.
That's great, Kenny.
What are you talking about?
I think he tried to hit the kick.
Then if you don't hit the kick, then find somebody else who did. You got what you wanted out of me. You want to be mad, and now I'm mad at 6-12. And I'm not even mad at him. I know he didn't try to make it on. I know he didn't try to miss it on purpose.
Oh, okay.
I know he tried to make the kicks, but he didn't make the kicks. I'm sorry, son. You got to go. I can't do this. I'll keep trying kickers until we find a kicker who's able to do it.
Would you be...
Lord almighty, you're trying to find every single excuse for some guy whose name you can't even spell.
No, I don't even care about kickers in general.
Get your head out of your ass.
I told you.
It's a kicker, just find a different one.
Is this some fake Ken
mad thing? How's it fake?
Because it gets him off having to talk about the rest of the games. We can just pin it all on the kicker.
What do you want me to say about the rest of the game? I'll say everything you want to. I just laughed because... Notes here. There's notes that have been taken.
I thought you left your notes at home. You have your notes?
No, I have these notes because I have this folder. I left the red folder. The red folder is what I left, which I'm very upset.
I forgot my notes. I've said before that I don't understand.
I'm sure you took big ones.
I don't understand why we have kicking in the NFL, and that's been a whole...
Stop trying to find different reasons to rationalize this. You've sat here.
Wait, rationalize.
Think about this.
Wait, rationalize
Think
what?
About this. What's the science, Ken? Think about all the different things that you've tried to talk about other than losing the freaking football game.
Why even have a special teams coach then? But what's the point?
You're trying to find... Well, okay.
What is the point?
This is the system that they had. So don't put this on me. Call it like it is.
I'm not putting on you.
So what are you going to say next week?
I just think it's patently ridiculous to say, oh, you make the kicks, miss the kicks,
ridiculous.
But we
that's
don't do
the
that.
Business that
we
they're
don't
in.
Do that for any other position.
Too bad. That's what makes the position that difficult.
I can just,
and what makes it unique? You either make the kicks or don't make the kicks.
So why don't we do that with any other position?
Because there's no...
Because
you
it's
have,
stupid. You would, it's not a smart way to operate in sports.
It's the way the game is played.
It's also not smart.
But it's the way the game is played. Okay, leave him in.
Any team that would pride themselves in having a smart approach at every position,
Anthony
would not say you give a kicker one chance, and if he doesn't make the kick, you get rid of him.
There you go, Browns fans.
Okay, so we'll do that next
week. Anthony wants to keep
Andre
Schmidt.
And then how good would you feel the next week?
Anthony wants to keep Andre Schmidt. Now you're finally on record.
I don't care. I didn't even know who he was before this week.
You don't care.
But I think your approach is probably the silliest.
My approach is the silliest.
It seems like
to leave
the silliest.
A guy in it and draft or sign to a long-term deal out there.
Probably not how a $5 billion team would operate. Oh, you missed the kick. Ken Carmen says, miss the kick, make the kick.
What does the worth of the team have to do with it? Does a $5 billion team have to give up three first-round picks for a pariah that people don't want to see out there?
I'd like to think there's a $5 billion
team have to draft second-rounders that aren't even available to them?
In picking players and retention of players.
I'm sorry.
That just doesn't really seem like the smartest
way. But you're not making any sense. Does a $5 billion team draft a guy who spends every second waking moment of his day on podcasts ripping the team 10 years later?
So you have problems with everything else. That sounds like you have bigger problems with everything else.
Well,
and
you're
not
just
the kicker.
Giving me this one.
But
it's a $5 billion team.
It seems
so they
like
can't
it's landing at the doorstep
kicker.
Of the kicker when it sounds like Ken Carmen has bigger issues. What are some of those bigger issues? I know you started mentioning everything but the kicker. So
because you
what
started
is
mentioning
it?
That it's a $5 billion team and a $5 billion team doesn't operate like that. And I go,
I'd hope
a
wouldn't.
Kicker after week one is the least
wouldn't.
Of their problems.
The
least of their problems and the easiest one to fix. And that's why I'm sorry, buddy. I'm not trying to say anything nasty towards you personally. I know you tried to make them. You didn't make them. You got to go. It's a zero-sum game. I'm sorry. I really do sincerely. I don't feel good saying it. And I'm not saying anything nasty about
them. You don't like going after people's jobs.
I don't like going after people's jobs. I don't like saying what I'm saying.
But you drew the line at the Schmidt kid.
Because you got to go. It's a nomadic. It's a nomadic existence as it is. I wish him very well. I'm sure he will do very well in the future in whatever else he does.
If he does
not
very
in kicking,
well, but wait, if he did very well,
I
for
said
somebody
not
else,
in kicking.
But if he did,
just said not in kicking.
I know,
kicking.
And I'm saying if he, you had your thought. I'm going to now give you my thought. Don't tell me the thoughts I'm not allowed to have. So if he goes on and kicks well somewhere else, what's the Ken Carmen thought? Well, we gave him the one game, and we thought that was smart.
Yeah.
No, that would
simple.
Be dumb.
Oh, yeah. $5 billion organization would also get rid of the quarterback who ends up going on and having a nice career elsewhere in the NFC South. Okay.
Wait a second.
But that's not how a $5 billion organization operates.
Second.
Okay.
Wait a second.
All
you're,
right.
You're comparing.
Sure.
You're comparing those two things and acting like they're on an equal level playing field.
Because you're the one trying to make some sort of an argument for keeping a kicker that nobody can even pronounce his last name, spell his last name, cares about. Just move on.
Okay.
For the love of God.
Then fine. Get rid of him and we'll do this again next week.
I had the defense. I'm sorry. This is a Twilight Zone here. I had a defense play their ass off in the second half. They got after one of the best quarterbacks. That's right. I'll steal a lot of things from you. They had one of the best quarterbacks in the business going against them. They bowed up in the second half. They took care of business in the second half. I had Kevin Stefanski, who I thought, and people are going to disagree with me on this, I thought he did a great job of trying to manage the game, not getting in a shootout with Joe Burrow, of all people, with Jamar Chase and T. Higgins, and taking care of it as best they can. They didn't really have a semblance of an offensive line, or excuse me, of a running game with their offensive line, and somehow Dylan Sampson still looked good, even though he had 29 yards on the ground, and I was excited about Dylan Sampson. So what's that say about your offense there? And then the defense, Myles Garrett showed up. For the first time, I don't know if I've ever seen that, where they had three straight sacks in a series and nearly had a safety. And Isaiah McGuire played his balls off yesterday. And everybody played to that level, and I can't hit kicks. So, no, sorry, buddy, you got to go. I don't feel good saying it. I don't feel good saying it. I don't like it.
I've never heard you as definitive on anything in sports as you are on this. And you're the guy that doesn't go after guys' jobs. So this is a Ken Carmen first.
I know. And it doesn't make me feel any better saying it. It doesn't make me feel good. 216-474-0092. Can you blame anybody but the kicker? I mean, there's plenty of blame to go around. But, I mean, really, when it comes down to it, can you blame anybody but the kicker?
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
The offense yesterday, I thought it was pretty good. I thought the game plan was exceptionally good. And they did not do anything that seemed to challenge the players on the field. And I mean that in a good way. They didn't run the ball well. That was a problem. But I thought Kevin's game plan, Tommy Reese's game plan, I'm sure they collaborated on that. They didn't ask Flacco to throw the ball downfield a ton. They didn't ask the wide receivers to do anything but catch the ball. Insert joke here. That's all they had to do. And they, for the most part, they did. I thought they were pretty creative in some of the things that they did out there. Overall, I thought it was an okay overall performance by the offense. You just can't, you can't drop balls that are in your hands. And Andy, more so than... More so is not the right word. The interceptions were the worst, obviously, because Jerry Jeudy's, that pass was just a little off, but he should have had it. And Cedric Tillman's was in his hands. He should have had that. But earlier in the fourth quarter.
They both should have been caught. I'm sorry. Or at least not sent into the air.
Yeah, but, you know, they didn't purposely tip it in the air. It just went off their hands into the air just enough. But earlier in the fourth quarter, the Browns were at the Cincy 39-yard line.
Okay.
They had a third and five, and Harold Fannin had a drop.
Yeah. Although I thought Harold played a good game, too.
I thought Harold did, too, but he had a drop that would have been a first down, and they kept it going. And at that point, the Browns were down by a point, 17-16.
It was after a big play, too. There was a good play right before it. I felt like they got right back up to the line and was trying to move the ball down the field. And
then they went for it on fourth and five.
Yeah.
And now I want to ask you about this. Jerry Jeudy had a drop. I mean, it was just a flat-out drop.
Right.
And the Bengals got the football.
Mm-hmm.
I thought this at the time, and I wonder if it came to fruition. At that point, that would be a 56-yard field goal attempt?
Yeah, because I thought about this, too.
From the 39-yard line.
Yep.
Now, your kicker does not have a booming leg. Schmidt's not considered one of those guys who's going to go out and drill 60 yarders.
I wouldn't know. I probably should read the scouting report on.
But 49, it would have been from that yardage, a 49-yard field goal, and then you kick it back seven for the snap. So 50, basically a 56-yarder. What does that tell your kicker?
That you don't want him to kick a 56-yarder?
When a kick there gives you the lead. If you're him on the sidelines, Andy, and just humor me on this.
Okay.
Could this have been part of all of this? Kevin chose to go for it on a fourth and five.
Mm-hmm.
That's five. It's not one. Fourth and five. Rather than put his new kicker on the field to put his team ahead from 56 yards, which is becoming a commonplace field goal in the NFL these days.
Okay.
I wonder if that thought lingered, and I'm going conspiracy theory here, in Andre Schmidt's head. And when he did get the chance for the kick from 36 yards, he's thinking, man, he didn't trust me from 56. Now I'm at 36. Man, I got to make this kick. And then he just pushed it.
I'm just not buying that. I think that Kevin has traditionally shown that he likes to be aggressive in that situation. I kind of like coaches that go for it on fourth down when you're in that kind of no man's land where you're like, 56, 50, you know, something. I didn't have a problem. And the real reason I don't have a problem is if they execute the play, it's a first down. So it's not like they had a bad play call. The strategy was right in the situation. I don't know. For a team that struggled to score points last year at 16 points per game, getting to the end zone I thought was important. And I was okay with them going for it on fourth down. I thought it was going to be a long field goal. So I was okay with it. And it would have been. I was okay with it. No, I didn't have a problem with it.
I agree. I can't have a huge argument about it, but I just wonder what effect that might have had, if any, on Andre Schmidt. I thought that was interesting. Were you surprised the Browns couldn't run the ball yesterday?
A little bit.
I was, too.
A little bit. I don't know.
I wanted to see it. They had 49 yards rushing.
Yeah, that's
but not... they averaged only 2.1 yards per rush, as did the Bengals, actually.
What'd you think about the play where they ran Fannin as a fullback on the snap.
Direct snap. I would rather run Rocket Sanders out of the direct snap.
I agree with you. Although what they ended up with, Fannin.
Or Jerome Ford. But hey, they're going to use Fannin in a lot of different ways. And that's okay. Well, let's be creative. And they were.
They do like him. I like him, man. That kid's a stud. He's a stud. Let's see what he does. I know he dropped the one pass yesterday, and I'm not. I mean, criticizing that is about the same as criticizing the defense for the first drive of the game. I get it. It's nitpicking, but this team can't afford any mistakes right now.
Well, right now, you're right.
The ball doesn't go their way. They don't get lucky. You know, this franchise just doesn't get lucky. So they have to execute everything perfect to win, and that could make for a really interesting season. I still want to talk about my clock theory, but we'll do it in a little bit. I know you want to grab some of those. So.
I think this is an interesting little factoid from the game.
Okay.
The Browns' longest play from scrimmage was a 25-yarder. There were two of them. Cedric Tillman and Jerry Jeudy each had a 25-yard catch. Mm. Bengals' longest play from scrimmage, 20 yards.
Wow. You know why that happened, Dan? You know why this happened? The longest play was what for the Browns? What'd you say?
25.
Here's why it happened.
No, because Andre Schmidt's wearing number 25?
No, because if you're an Ohio State and a Browns fan, that you saw Ohio State have eight plays of 20 yards or more, and that they used all of those up the day before.
Andy, they played Woodridge. Grambling.
Wow. Jeff, that's really disrespectful.
Call me when legitimate books have a spread on your game, and I'll pay attention to it.
Stop it.
Greg is in Painesville. Greg?
How you doing?
Hey.
Oh, we're just fine.
Greg, we're just sitting around talking.
Is this where we come to vent on Mondays after a
loss? This is Browns Therapy Monday, brother. Let's go.
It is.
Yes.
I tell you, we need a kicker graveyard. I tell you, the Browns beat the Browns yesterday. We played a really awesome game. I listen on the radio all time for like the first game. And I do. My dad brought it up on me, and we cleaned on Sundays, cleaned out the garage. And it's fascinating listening on the radio. There's a lot of passion.
Yes, the boys do a good job.
We played an awesome game. I was watching the Jets with the Steelers. That was a close one. But everybody's getting the same amount of money, getting paid, basically, to do a job. And when you got your weed whacker guy out there and he misses a couple spots, such as our kicker, you're not going to get the job done and you're not going to get back to it. Everybody says it's next time. Hey, I think the kicker needs to go practice in the wind, man. You got to stay out of the dome where there's cool breeze and
you need to get the job done. He just missed those, Greg. I don't think the wind had anything to do with those kicks.
Something.
Yeah, bad foot.
I don't know. He's working fertilizer today. They took the weed whacker away.
By the way, there are a lot of free agent kickers available.
Oh, tell me about him, Jeff.
Many of them formerly played for the Browns.
Oh, God, great. No.
There's Zane Gonzalez.
Zane!
There's Cade York.
Still in the league?
There's Greg Joseph.
It's 10-4-51. Wow. Why are you doing clunker lists?
Seibert's available?
I'm just going to say it. Yeah, I'm just going to say it. Phil Dawson's out there. Just saying it.
Yeah.
How many Browns?
I'm sure I would Phil could go out and kick a 25-yarder. This list
sponsored by Pepsi at AC.
Thank you. I'd still like to go out there and do a poll.
Anthony,
would you want Phil Dawson back to kick week two?
Maple Heights.
Answer,
hi, Anthony.
Yes.
Good morning. I'll call back again. I guess I must have went to sleep again, but I went to sleep on the game yesterday. Okay. And guess what happened? My Steelers won.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Thanks, man. Anthony.
It's great. Keep sleeping, my man.
Cool Ray's in Bedford.
We made you with your wire.
Yeah.
Cool Ray.
Hey, what's up, man?
You, sir.
Yo, man, listen, listen, you know what? I hate to be Debbie Downer, but I'm listening to all these fake Browns fans, man. Listen, we may have lost because of the kicker, but that ain't the reason we lost. Man, listen, I've seen this playbook, and I know y'all seen this playbook. This is straight out of Romeo Cannell's playbook. Let's play good, but let's just play. You know, you're not trying to really win. You're playing good, but not to win. But come on, 8-yard passes. We should have had our rookies out there playing. To me, that was disrespectful to that veteran quarterback. He didn't throw not one pass that them rookies that Gabriel couldn't have threw. Come on. Let's come on, man. Listen. When are we gonna stop this? When are we gonna stop this?
Stop like, what?
Come on. I know.
Stop what? Did Joe Flacco give you a chance to win yesterday? Yes or no?
Joe Flacco was held back. That's like watching. Okay. That was like watching Seabiscuit run with one leg. That was like watching Seabiscuit run with one leg. Man, come on, man.
That's a great line.
This coaching staff is so bad. Like, come on.
But
like,
except for one thing, Cool Ray. I thought, and I understand what you're saying. What's the knock on Joe Flacco? That he might be a little interception prone. And yesterday, I thought they had a really controlled offense that allowed the offense to do some things to give him a chance to win the football game.
He threw the ball 45 times. 45.
But he didn't let it rip too often, Cool Ray. I agree with you on that.
Here it is. Can y'all give me one pass? One pass. 45 passes. Did y'all give me one pass that a Super Bowl champion, a veteran quarterback, threw? That them rookies, let's leave Shador out of this. That Dylan Gabriel couldn't have made one.
The touchdown pass to Tillman was nice, but Gabriel could make that throw too.
Thank you. That's listen. You sold this city.
I'll give you one play. The play to Fannin along the sidelines where he sucked the defense in, looked like he was going out of bounds. Took a step back in, and Fannin did a nice job of popping back into play so he can make it. There you go. There's your one. You want it?
You don't think Dylan Gabriel could have made that throw?
Nah, not in his first game in the NFL.
Cool,
no,
right. Thanks,
that was a professional play right there. Maybe he could have. I'm not.
I understand what Cool Ray is saying. But I don't have any issues with it because I honestly thought the game plan was really good going in.
I'm not killing Joe Flacco today.
No, there's no reason to kill Joe Flacco. Now, the lack of a running game, that might be something to talk about.
Hey, friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
A lot of anger today because of the way the Browns lost to the Bengals yesterday, 17-16 in the regular season opener.
So that implies you're not angry is what you're saying.
I'm somewhere between, I'm not really anything about it.
Okay.
Like I'm more, maybe because it's early in the season and maybe because this is totally one of the more likely ways yesterday was going to go, a very close loss to a good Bengals team. Maybe some of this is I've prepared myself for this potential kind of outcome. But yeah, I'm not emotionless, but I'm certainly not where I
think it felt like a lot of social media was the last 12, 15, 16 hours, which was a lot of anger.
Yeah, I don't know that I have anger, but I let it ruin my day in many ways. Like yesterday, I was texting with my buddy, right? I don't know, maybe an hour after the game ended. And I was like, yeah, I don't know about these games today. They haven't really been that great. And he's like, what are you talking about? Like the Steelers game came down to the end. And I hate that they put the Baker Mayfield part of this, but the Bucks game came down to the wire. He named like four straight games that came down to the wire. If you're an unbiased NFL fan, it was like an awesome week one. And I was like, no, I don't know. I think these games kind of sucked. And I knew it was just because the Browns had wrecked my day.
So it's interesting you say that, because one of the big talking points when I was just texting back and forth with folks or just kind of listening to the... It was actually an insane... I didn't know how watchable this game was going to be because of the Bengals defense and the Browns offense. It was pretty back and forth. Like, it was an insanely watchable game despite two missed kicks and two big oopsies on wide receivers.
Yeah, I mean, again, my buddy that I was texting with, he's a Cowboys fan. He doesn't care. He's got no investment in the Browns outside of me being here and the other person in the chat being here. And so he was like, yeah, it was a pretty great game, all things considered. It was one of the games he reeled off. It's like, this is entertaining. And so I think for a lot of people, it was just that. It was entertaining. But it just was such a crappy way to lose a game. And when it's 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter, you feel like you can just step on their throat and end that thing. To lose after that stinks.
But if you're going to lose, don't you want to lose off the kicker? Because if you lost because your quarterback is crap,
not that way.
Defeating. If you lose because your defense is just garbage.
Not that way.
That's awful.
Because it feels like you were there. It feels like you should have won that game. It feels like everything was right in where it should be. To lose with the kicker stinks.
Yeah, but I think it's the best, because then everybody else escapes damage. You can still have trust in Harold Fannin Jr. and Dylan Sampson for what they did. You can still have trust in the offensive line with old Corny Lucas there at right tackle. Cornelius Lucas at your service, sir. That's how he talks.
I'm guessing that. Yeah, I like that.
But you can still have faith in what a great defensive performance is. You'd rather not lose in any way. But if I get to point finger guns, pew, 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 all at the kicker today, that feels like a win as a fan, because you can claim you should have won.
Well, but you still don't have the answer at kicker, though. This is a major part of the team is still not being answered.
It's a kicker.
And if I'm looking at the wire, Greg Joseph and Cade York and Zane Gonzalez, all these other former Browns kickers, exactly right, it's a kicker. But kickers obviously matter in this game, and the kicker lost you that game.
I'd rather lose because of Brian Shaw than Cody Allen or Corey Kluber or Andrew Miller or Francisco Lindor, Jose Ramirez any day.
Yeah, but you're starting a different discussion there. I didn't say which one I'd prefer to lose. I'd rather my main stars be main stars. I'd rather Myles Garrett look great and you end up still with the loss, but it doesn't make me feel any better.
It's a different conversation. But how much of that is about the games that are coming after? Because I think everybody immediately went to,
well, that's it. This is the one we were going to
If you can't win this one, what the hell in the next five games?
The way Joe described that in that comment that you heard in the open, where he thought the Bengals stole one, this was the chance for the Browns, maybe not even to steal one, but in the big picture of things, to steal one from the Bengals. And yeah, you got the Ravens coming up, you got the Packers coming up, you got the Lions coming up. Doesn't look good.
Do you think the Browns played well yesterday?
I thought the defense played very, very well. I want to give a lot of kudos to the defense. I thought Joe Flacco played well. I thought I liked Cedric Tillman. He had the drop, but I thought Tillman had a really nice game. I thought there was a lot to like. I thought Fannin had a really nice game.
Would you say the Browns played well?
Yeah, they played better than the Bengals.
Then shouldn't the takeaway from that be their proof of concept, which is what we needed, which is with a stout defensive line and with just some creativity on offense, you might be able to hang in there in these games more often?
Maybe hang in there, but the fly in the ointment in that conversation is the idea that this was the perfect matchup for the Browns in many ways. This was it. The Bengals defense is trash. You scored 16 points total.
Yeah, the fly in the ointment is the kicker. Just say bye-bye. That's the beauty of this. That is, like yesterday, we can fall back on so many true silver linings. Harold Fannin Jr., good at you, kid. Dylan Sampson, really, really good in terms of yard after the catch, getting the ball behind the line of scrimmage and making plays. He looks fast.
He was great.
I didn't think the offensive line had a great push when it came to run blocking, which is their forte, but I thought pass blocking, they did a nice job. Joe moved around really well.
There was different parts of the O-line I liked. There was also parts that were DeJuan Jones.
Yeah, that also happened. The defense played in the second half lights out. Like, because the kicker was such booty stank yesterday, you can really just focus on the silver linings. This is the Deshaun Watson of it all last year. Remember when the Browns went around and be like, if not for Deshaun Watson, we wouldn't have been 3-14. Deshaun Watson's absolute failure and the fact that nobody was going to take up for him last year allowed you to just go blank slate. That was all Deshaun. We're moving on. We're moving in a positive direction. And that allowed you to sell hope going forward. I can sell you hope going forward because the kicker should not be here anymore. Bye-bye, kicker.
But it doesn't solve the kicker issue. You still have a kicker issue.
Yep, which, by the way, if we really want to get pissed about this with the Browns, it should be that after last year, it made total sense to bring back Dustin Hopkins, give him the offseason, but could you have bought in a better kicking partner to maybe take the job from him? I think you could have. That's worth being mad about today. But, yeah. Okay.
It is frustrating because I've watched this GM. I watched Andrew Berry take a kicker in the fourth round, and then so many people yelled at him, but he put a priority on trying to get it right to the point where he spent a fourth round pick on the kicker, and then everyone laughed at him, and then it didn't work out. And so then all of a sudden, his response to it wasn't, I care about the kicker. It matters. I need to continue to put importance on it. His response was, well, okay, I guess just kickers are a dime and a dozen, and we'll just let it all play out the way it needs to play out. And then you're watching these games like yesterday where you have a guy that wasn't even good in college, all things considered, from a hit field goal rate percentage. I know he's a Luke Grozo award winner, but he hit like 80% of his kicks. That's not a great number. And he's your guy in week one, and he looked like he legitimately looked like, as it was, the very first game he's ever kicked in.
Yeah, I mean, this is all fallout, much like the quarterback situation, which is all fallout because one of the worst moves you've made with Deshaun. No, the worst. I don't know why I sugarcoated that. But with the Browns thing, is once they got Dustin Hopkins, they immediately gave him a big extension, mm-hmm. and that made it tougher to move on from him in the first place. Again, we're in agreement. If you were really considering at any point moving on from Dustin Hopkins, you should have brought a better alternative to the table. That is without, but yeah, like just because there's no easy fix to the kicker situation, this is where we were 3 weeks ago when I said, hold on to Dustin Hopkins, and everybody kind of shouted me down because if Andre Schmidt can't do it, you are in the kicker carousel, which is as bad as the QB carousel this early in the season. Well, but that's where we are. Bye-bye, Andre. And if the Browns cannot commit to cutting Andre Schmidt, then they're telling me they're endorsing losing. Exactly the way you lost yesterday. He might end up learning to kick. He might end up being just fine. It was week one. Oopsies. There's a lot of things that could go on from here. But if they don't bring in another kicker on the practice squad, if they don't bring in competition for Andre Schmidt, they're endorsing what happens if he costs you another game as soon as this weekend.
It doesn't seem like they're going to. Reading what Kevin Stefanski said today, but I went back and I was listening to Bubba Ventrone after they released Dustin Hopkins, and his big main selling point was in why they had to release Hopkins was he was too inconsistent. What they'd watched and what they'd seen, he was too inconsistent. They needed some more consistency. Well, okay, fine. Schmidt, you're out of excuses. If you go out next week and you're not consistent and we then have multiple weeks of you being inconsistent, there's no helping you here.
Yeah, I don't have to wait one more week. This is the easiest thing in the world. Like you couldn't.
But it doesn't sound like they're going to do that, by the way.
Well, okay, then if you lose again, I get to hammer you for it.
Of course, the way you get to hammer them now. You get to if you want to.
This is like if you keep putting Matt Festa in huge high leverage spots and he keeps giving you away games, at some point, if you keep doing that, I hammer you for that.
You get to. Right? You get to today. It's not. You don't have to wait. You can do it right now today.
Like Kevin Stefanski. Let's go ahead and play Kevin real quick so I can go off on this. Kevin Stefanski today. So again, yesterday it was... it's too early. It's too early. That's not where my head is. Today he was asked about Andre Schmidt and whether they have thought any more about what to do at kicker.
I'm still focused on yesterday. Obviously, Andre knows we trust him, knows that he's got to come through for us in those moments. You know, I thought he had a really good warm-up, banged a couple early in the game, and, you know, missed those two at the end. And those are kicks that we expect him to make. But I'm really just focused on that game, and we expect him to come through for us.
Oh, guys, it's okay. They know. He knows. Andre Schmidt knows. They expect him to make those kicks. It's fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's fine. It unloses that loss. It does. This is okay. I'm not going to hammer him from yesterday. All right? They took a chance on the kid. It didn't work out. But all gloves are off. Like, the gloves are off going forward because you can't stand by this kid and then him miss another big extra point or another field goal and to come out a day later and be like, well, we know he expects. Oh, that's great. Well, I guess guess we'll just go bleep ourselves then.
Yeah, you can tell it's really hard because, again, part of the reason why he was able to have the job over Hopkins was he was nailing everything in periods and times that we're just not privy to. So the belief is that he was automatic then. And, you saw Zach Jackson had a tweet out before the game. Before the game, he's like, if he looks anything like he does in this little practice field or in the little setting before the game gets underway, it'll be in Canton or something like that. It was, I'm obviously using a little bit of paraphrasing there. The point was, he was nailing it. But once you actually get to real live game settings, it's different for people. The emotions get to people. Your nerves get to people.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.